Good Saturday morning. Welcome to the weekend kickoff. ESPN Radio 1100, 100.9 FM, brought to you each and every week by Vegas Discount Nutrition. And it is a lot of MMA, a lot of UFC going on, and a lot of craziness all around the event this week. I'm Ballpark Frank, along with Phil Devine, Armando Vasquez, Big T Terrence. He's off doing some important stuff because he's the businessman in the group. He makes sure that everything happens. So hopefully he'll be joining us again here soon. But guys, how you doing? Because I know there's a lot of stuff going on.
Well, good morning to you, Frank. And yes, very, very excited to be here this morning. Very, very excited for tonight. I mean, it is an absolute historic week for the UFC. You mentioned it earlier. It has also been a dramatic week for the UFC. I mean, we have two fight nights already done. One more to go. The big one, UFC 200 tonight. But Armando, already I see you shaking your head. What's the deal?
Well, I mean, the start of this week didn't start out the way we had hoped. I mean, I was looking forward to this week, as I'm sure.
Well, the week's ruined for you?
It was for a few seconds. I mean, for I would say an 8-hour period, and then you know I'm sitting here like because let's be honest. In the grand scheme of things, what happened really shouldn't have shook anything up. I mean, it shouldn't have. This card is stacked from head, you know, from top to bottom. Fight past preliminaries, you know, they're great fights all the way around. I shouldn't have been upset at all. I mean, but I was. I mean, this thing with the UFC's greatest all-time fighter, it kind of disturbed me.
Yeah,
I was a little ticked off that. He tested positive for something that we still don't know yet.
Well, and here's the big thing is we were looking at and we were waiting for that second test, that
the B sample.
The dreaded B sample. Well, the dreaded B sample came back yesterday and that popped positive too. So, I mean, I don't want to accuse him or to say that he's guilty, but I mean, where there's smoke, there's fire, and this is an absolutely horrible thing for anybody that does not know if you've been living under a rock for the last couple of days. 72 hours before UFC 200 goes off tonight, John Jones tested positive, flagged by the USADA.
USADA flagged
for a banned substance and fights off. Main event off, new main event. Historic main event, actually, if you think about it, but we'll get to that a little bit later. But, I mean, is any of us really that surprised that this happened? I mean, I think I'm a little surprised that it wasn't a recreational drug, but surprised that he tested positive for a PED.
Now, do we know for sure that it wasn't a recreational drug?
No, it was a PED.
Okay, so
yes,
it was a PED.
Mm-hmm. He actually, I read
somewhere it might have been two banned substances.
It is. It's two banned substances.
So it could have been a recreational drug and a PED.
No. Two PEDs.
Two PEDs.
Two
oh, wow.
PEDs. And now here is one thing that a lot of people have not really talked about. And Armando, you work in a nutrition store, so this might bring some, ring a little bell in your head. But
yes,
he's sponsored by GAT Nutrition.
Yes.
GAT Nutrition does have a lot of products out there that do raise and increase testosterone levels. So is it that? I don't know. Is it one of those things that, hey, he didn't know it was in there? Could it be a tainted sample? Maybe. But, I mean, Conor McGregor had a really good point the other day. I mean, he put it out there, you know, I miss a press conference and they pull me off. And now look what happens.
When I saw Conor McGregor the other day, I kind of had the feeling that he was almost enjoying this a little bit.
Just a little bit.
You see him at some of the other fights here, and he's been in attendance, and now he's the good guy again, and he's promoting the fight, saying, well, UFC 202 is the real UFC 200 and everything. But like you said, he kind of took a shot at the UFC, saying, I missed the press conference like you mentioned. I don't do anything like that. We don't test positive for anything here in my camp. And he made it. He kind of tried to make it sound like, well, you know, I don't wish bad on anybody, and I don't want to, you know, when somebody's down, don't want to basically kick them or something. But then at the same time, he kind of did.
Absolutely.
And there was a little bit of a smirk on his face and in his voice and inflection.
100%. Yeah, he was loving it. Absolutely was. And it's, hey, listen, I'm looking forward to UFC 202. I mean, when that one goes down, that's going to be exciting, you know, as can
who
be.
Who cares about UFC 202?
Who cares about
Conor McGregor? Now, I have a little issue with Conor McGregor that we could get touch on later on. But at the end, who cares what he thinks? I don't.
I don't. He had a point. That's all I'm saying.
But he
had a point, because how are you going to, with a guy like John Jones, and let's go back and refresh your memory. This is a guy who was in a hit-and-run accident, has tested positive for cocaine, okay, which for some reason is not a prohibited substance in out of competition.
Yes.
How that is, I do not know, but he was suspended from the UFC. They told him to get his act together. He comes back, says, oh, I'm clean. Preaching his I'm a good Christian boy thing, and look what's happened. I mean, is anyone really surprised at this? How are you banking your biggest event in history? And I know we hear that time after time. This is the biggest fight in UFC history. This is the biggest event of all time. You mentioned it earlier, Armando. This fight card is stacked from the prelims all the way up. When you got Takanori Gomi and Jim Miller, two veterans of the sport, starting out as the first fight on Fight Pass, Diego Sanchez and Joe Lauzon, two veterans of the sport, again, two guys that love to bleed, will never back down from a fight. They will stand toe-to-toe for three rounds, and it's going to be fun as anything, and that's the Fight Pass card.
Yes.
So this is an absolutely historic card, and you
Gengar Musasi.
Exactly. Musasi and Thiago Santos. That's a great fight. So you're looking at this, and you're banking this historic card on a junkie.
Oh, hey, you got
on a junkie, yes, on a guy who has the hit and run. He left the scene of an accident. He smashed into a pregnant woman's car. This guy has repeatedly, there's been stories about him being dragged and carried out of bars because he can't handle himself. You know, John Jones' after party at Oak tonight, I'm sure, is canceled, right? is that after party canceled? I think it is.
Yeah, you would think it probably is. Or maybe they'll be partying that much harder because they don't get tested, the other people at the party.
All I know is that, yes, Armando, I could understand for a small period of time you were upset and you thought everything was ruined because we did not have a fight.
What do you guys think about, I've heard a lot of people saying that John Jones is the Johnny Manziel of the MMA world.
Ooh.
Yes and no. I heard you say that the other day, and I slightly agree with you, but I slightly disagree with you on one thing.
No, I'm not saying I'm the one that said it. I've heard a lot of people saying that, because I don't think Johnny Manziel has near the talent that Johnny Jones has. Johnny Manziel's been a guy, a journeyman, basically trying to make a football team, and he keeps on destroying himself before his career even starts. John Jones has achieved accolades, the youngest champion ever, all the things that he's accomplished. So he's been to the top of the mountain, and he has just jumped off the side of it. Johnny Manziel never climbed the mountain.
That's the difference.
Would disagree with. But like I say, but people are calling him that. That's why I ask your guys' opinion. I understand, and it's a fun thing to say in that, but he's achieved way more than Johnny Manziel. Manziel did? He won a Heisman.
Yeah, the thing is Johnny Manziel and John Jones.
Tebow won a Heisman. Charlie Ward, who played for the Knicks, won a Heisman. Winning a Heisman doesn't mean you've reached the top of the mountain.
No, absolutely not. And if you see the way most Heisman players have achieved in the NFL, it really doesn't go too well for most of them. But that difference.
You're still
there
bitter, aren't you? You're a little bitter about that, aren't you?
The difference. Johnny Manziel is a party animal. John Jones is a party animal. But Johnny Manziel will never, you're absolutely right, could never reach the accolades of John Jones. What John Jones has done is absolutely historic. We're going to get into a little later talking about one of the best fighters of all time and how he's possibly coming on and, you know, saving somebody some money for this fight, because Daniel Cormier was going to lose a lot of money.
Oof.
And that, I don't know if you saw it, it was absolutely horrible, that video.
Oh,
when Dana White had to break the news to him. You just saw it in his face. He trained so hard for this, and to have this taken away from him, well, not all is taken away just yet.
No.
Not just yet. John Jones has been the best fighter I have ever seen. Well, I have been watching UFC since UFC 1. I've watched it through the dark years. I've never seen anybody come along like John Jones.
And let's not forget, he was self-taught in his own garage.
Absolutely.
Yeah, watching video games yeah, and watching, stuff and going,
watching
oh,
stuff
I
on
do
YouTube.
That.
The first time I read an interview on John Jones, Tom Gerbasi of UFC.com had written a piece on him, and he talked about John Jones' fighting style. And it was considered look-see-do. And Gerbasi's like, what are you talking about? I've never heard of that. And he's like, no, it's simple. I look it up on YouTube, I see what they do, and then I do it. And that's a self-taught man. And he started with the bomb squad up in upstate New York and moved down to a team. He was on a level and on a path to greatness when he was with a team that had no one near his level. And then when he moved on to Jackson's, everything changed, and he became the greatest fighter of all time.
And remember when he first went to Jackson's? A lot of people were like, oh, no, he's going to go to Jackson's. It's going to take away that craziness that we see from him. He's going to become more conservative in that. And Jackson was smart enough to know it's like he didn't really change him. Maybe he's a little bit smarter and a little bit less risk-taking, but for the most part, he still does the spinning elbows and the flying knees and everything. He's still arguably the most exciting fighter we've ever seen.
Very like you inventive.
Said, he's inventive, and he not only learned from a video game, he is a living video game.
This is true, but let's give credit to Mike Winklejohn, because he has a lot to do with John Jones. I mean, Jackson gets a lot of credit, as he probably should. Most of the time, but John Jones's guy is Winklejohn.
Well, now that we've talked about John Jones and what he did, what do you think is next? Can this guy redeem from this? Can he come back from this? Because we don't know how. He still has to go before the board. He still has to go before the commission to have his hearing. He has his day in court, so to say. We all do. Guilty, you know, or innocent until proven guilty. But unfortunately, with most of us in this media world, it's always guilty before innocent. But
well, there is a little precedent. Yoel Romero did prove that his
one of the only times ever, by the way.
Yeah, that his supplement was tainted. And he got his suspension reduced. But yet we still haven't seen him. But at the same token, if he does that very same thing, I think he can come back and he better be clear of everything. I mean, he better not be taking any supplements whatsoever. Come and do his thing in the octagon. He'll be fine.
And
if he's gone for 2 years, do we really?
Because that's a minimum.
Yeah, that's a minimum.
That's the minimum is 2 years.
Does he want to come back? Will he be capable of coming back?
I mean, he's still relatively young.
But
I mean, you got to understand,
thing.
He's
yeah,
young.
But you don't fight for 2 years, that? I don't know.
No, unless you're Dominic Cruz.
But that's he's a freak of nature.
But so is John Jones. So John Jones has that ability to come back. I don't think that's the issue. Does the UFC, do they take him back? If this all proves that he is guilty, that he took something. If it's, and listen, I'm not talking DHEA inside of your supplement. I'm not talking about tribulus. I'm talking about if you're taking Tren, if you're taking some sort of pro-hormone or steroid, if he flat out cheated.
Yes, fellas.
Does the UFC want him back?
Yes, people. Phil knows this stuff. He is a certified nutritionist.
Do they want him back? Do you want him back? Do you want a guy who
right
is
now,
just...
No.
He's already... Wait, you've had UFC 151 gone. Erased from the record books because you didn't want to take a fight. Okay? That was for the first time in 11 years that Zuffa has owned the UFC that they could not put on a pay-per-view. Ruined it. 72 hours before UFC 200, what's supposed to be your biggest card. We've talked about it. It's epic. And this happens.
This happens.
Do you take him back?
Well, right now, they probably don't want to. But 2 years down the line, I mean... Are they going to let him go to some other organization and fight? They're not.
Well, now here's one point that no one has been talking about. We're saying, do they want him back? And we're saying the they right now is Dana White and the Fertittas. By the time he comes back, it might not belong to them. Whatever organization is about to pay $4.2 billion for them might have to say whether or not they
allegedly
want him back. We don't know who that is going to be. If it is sold, it's up to those people that own it whether or not they want him back. Is he worth it? He obviously puts butts in the seat. He obviously sells a lot of tickets. But it might have nothing to do with the people in charge right now as to whether he comes back or not.
Well, does this situation put a damper on any said sale that the UFC may be involved with right now.
I haven't heard anything that it does, and I don't think it does. And that's one of the things that it, and the one
no
beauty
one fighter
of
is
this,
worth that.
No, it's not the one fighter, but do you think seriously somebody who maybe might not be in the fight promotion business is just in the, you know, and they see this going on and the antics and everything and the hysteria and the madness of what happens in the world of MMA couple of days before a fight and what could happen, do you think this would deter anybody? I might be like, hey, I don't know if I want to be involved with this.
The one thing that I think could
remember,
actually,
Dana White used to have hair.
Right.
Remember this.
One strange thing about this, though, with all the bad publicity and everything that's going on, when UFC 200 goes off tonight and then everybody sees it and it still gets monster pay-per-views and people all across and they're putting it on ESPN and every other network out there and they go, wow, they just lost the biggest gate draw that they have and they still did this and then McGregor's coming back and this dodging a bullet like this might actually turn out to be a weird kind of a positive for them to show how strong and how deep the roster is.
Well, they did fill it in. They did get that fight made pretty quickly, but could someone else have gotten it done? I don't know.
I don't either. But as far as John Jones goes, you know what? We're up against it here. I think we need to talk about some of the people that are actually fighting, like the guy filling in for him, like a guy like Gegard Mousasi, who we thought was going to be the guy, but it's not him. And then one of the things that cracks me up about this whole card, the wrestler is now the headliner.
No.
Not no more.
Not no more. Things have changed, and we'll get to that.
Love that new poster.
When I said historic, Frank, I was not kidding.
Just another thing of this three-ring circus that is UFC 200 week. It is the weekend kickoff, ESPN Radio 1100, 100.9 FM, brought to you each and every week by Vegas Discount Nutrition. For all your nutrition and supplement needs, check them out. Three locations in town, and I believe more coming we'll get to down the road as well. Stick around, lots more to get to. It is UFC 200 week in Las Vegas.